This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
From Nebraska to the Mid-Atlantic, people are finding themselves happy this morning for temperatures only in the 20s after the really Arctic craziness of recent days. One weather forecaster who does longer-range forecasting for industries told us that he thinks it's likely that more polar blasts will come before the first green shoots of spring. For farmers, this has been a tough 2 weeks, and one man who knows is the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack. Mr. Secretary, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm first thinking of something like winter wheat, right?
Well, winter wheat does get impacted and affected, but your first thoughts, I think, are to folks who are producing specialty crops in some parts of the country. They may not have had sub-zero weather, but they may have had colder weather than expected, and it may have some impact a bit on specialty crops.
Specialty crops that are affected by this cold, like what?
Fruits and vegetables. So we're keeping an eye on that. I'm deeply concerned about livestock producers because sub-zero weather creates very serious difficulties for livestock. It sort of underscores the necessity of having programs in place at USDA to provide financial assistance to those producers who are negatively impacted by the weather. Unfortunately, right now, we're waiting for Congress to finish its work on the Farm Bill, which would provide us those tools. We don't have them today.
Yeah, but every 6 months you and I talk, and there's still no Farm Bill. I'm aware of that. Can the government help at all in this interim stage, given this cold weather?
The only thing we can do is to provide disaster assistance loans to producers, but those aren't particularly helpful at a time when you're faced with a total loss or a significant loss. And the reality is that we could help them with the disaster programs that were in place a couple of years ago, but to do that, they have to be restored, and that won't happen until we have a Farm Bill.
Now, we've been talking about the farmers, but also all consumers will be watching this. I assume the cold will end up reflected in retail food prices.
Well, to the extent that you have less production, that could create some impact on prices. I wouldn't imagine that those impacts will be all that significant. What's more significant is the uncertainty that producers have in terms of what the programs are going to be in the future. Farming is obviously a risky business. If you don't reduce the risk, then producers will go out of business, will begin having to depend on people outside the United States for the production of our food, which creates an additional risk and potentially an additional cost to consumers. We have great access and we have great affordability in large part because we keep people in the business of farming. And that's why a Farm Bill is important, not just to producers, but also to consumers.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is the former governor of Iowa. Mr. Secretary, thank you.
You bet. Thank you.